AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to a brand new month of AutoLine Daily. But best of all, today is Friday. And in today's show, Tesla goes deeper in the red, but it still looks pretty impressive. How New York City could get rid of 4,000 taxi cabs, and Nissan comes up with one of the most unusual promotions for its big cargo van. Now to the news. Tesla lost more money in the last quarter, a lot more. And yet, the company's finances actually look pretty good. Tesla sold 7,579 Model S cars, up nearly 50% from a year ago. Revenue shot up nearly 90% to $770 million. But the company is spending heavily on research and development, plant changes, and overseas expansion. So its operating loss soared 143%, and its net loss increased by over 100%. But the company has a very strong balance sheet, with assets exceeding liabilities by more than $1 billion. And shareholder equity in the company shot up 40%. Thanks to its strong growth, we think it's safe to ignore Tesla's losses, at least for the time being. Yeah, that's a lot of red ink, but for a company that we can still consider a startup, Tesla is putting in an impressive performance. Earlier this week, we ran into Larry Burns, the former head of R&D at General Motors, at the iCar conference in Detroit. He was talking up the advantages of connected and autonomous cars. Citing research from the V2V program in Ann Arbor, Michigan, he showed how this technology could transform traffic congestion in cities. Using Manhattan as an example, he noted that there's 13,000 taxis that make 410,000 trips a day. But for each mile they travel with passengers, they travel over half a mile empty, and they spend an average of 5 minutes looking for their next passenger. The average trip is only 2 miles, and they average only 11 miles an hour, with a typical trip costing $7. But with connected cars, he says, the wait time would drop to 1 minute. Cabs would drive empty for only about a block, and he says the cost would drop to $1 a trip. He says that instead of needing 13,000 taxi cabs, New York City could get by with only 9,000. And what a difference taking 4,000 cabs off the street would make. Minivans are a dying breed in the U.S., but GM sees a need for them in China. That's why the automaker, along with its joint venture partners SAIC and Wuling, are introducing the seven-passenger Baojun 730. It's the first model to come from the joint venture's Protection for All safety concept, which now has more than 50% of its chassis made from high-strength steel and uses hot stamping and laser welding. The front and rear suspension was even tuned by Lotus Engineering in the UK. It's powered by either a 1.5-liter or 1.8-liter gasoline engine and carries a starting price of just over $11,000. July car sales for the U.S. market will be trickling in all day long, but Chrysler was the first out with its numbers. Sales shot up nearly 20%, hitting over 167,000 units. Each brand in the group was up, but Jeep posted a stunning 41% gain. Now, we think that when we get all the numbers, July is going to turn out to have been a whale of a month. We'll have all the numbers in Monday's show. It's been over 2 decades since you could use the words Bret Michaels and cool in the same sentence, but the front man for the band Poison actually has a new music video that isn't lame. He just teamed up with Nissan for its Tough Love campaign, and the two released a funny tongue-in-cheek parody of a 1980s hair metal video covering the song Endless Love from Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. In it, Michael serenades Nissan's commercial vans, showing just about every cliche from an 80s video. Even though it's kind of funny, we're not sure if this video is going to have the same effect that Ron Burgundy had boosting sales of the Dodge Durango. Hey, coming up next, I got three futurists predicting the future.
Here's one of the great things about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires. Excellent traction.
Do you need a ladder?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
On Autoline this week, the topic is all about how societal change, not only in the U.S., but globally, is going to impact the automotive industry. In the following clip from that show, Gadi Ahmed from NewDealDesign.com explains the importance of design in the future.
I think design has a major role in creating new advanced technologies more appealing and more readily, say, connecting with the average consumer. I think typically technologies that are right at the cutting edge are not the most communicative, not the most enjoyable, and so on. And if you take a company that does it correctly, let's say like Tesla, they put the whole package together, it's something different. It becomes, it is breaking through some barriers and making people gravitate towards the product rather than being convinced or over or pushed towards the product, let's say, by regulation and so on. So I'm a great believer in a consumer open market where design has a major role to make these more ecologically friendly vehicles more appealing.
What would crack the code to do that? I mean, from your vantage point, not as an automotive designer, as an outsider.
So two things in my opinion. One is a highly complex technical topic, which is range and anxiety. How do you deal with that? But another is something that people don't pay attention to. It's not electric car any longer. Actually, even our gas cars are not gas cars. It's our digital environments. We actually text, which we don't like to admit. We have entertainment system. Mm-hmm. We have a navigation system and so on. And people look at that as an extension of their living room in a sense of having a lot of these enjoyable digital gadgets, if you wish, around them. And I think there is a way that we could take that digital brilliance and weave it into the car, create opportunities for people to lean back a little bit and enjoy the digital experience, leaving the car to drive a few miles. You know, it's still, you know, traffic jam and you don't want to deal much with driving. And then later in the, let's say, around the corner when it's open road, you could actually kick into your driver mode and enjoy the car. So I think digital technology within the car should really leap forward and allow people to enjoy digital experience rather than being just mere drivers.
Also joining me for that discussion is Cheryl Connolly from Ford and John Gersema, the CEO of BAV Consulting. And of course, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv. And that's it for this week. Thanks for watching, and we hope you go out and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.